Hi, it's Nikki.
Hey guys, it's Jennifer.
It's Queens of the Ring.
Wrestling, and not that we don't ever mention them, but we actually have an opinion. We actually are intelligent. We're not marks, and we know what we're talking about. So if you hear that it's a woman's opinion, don't think that it's just Finn Balor's abs.
Or what's in his pants.
But let's be real. He knows what he's doing.
And we all see it. So I kind of feel like Marty is the guy version of me. I mean, like, does that make me the villainess?
He's like your male doppelganger.
He is.
It's like a cosplay.
It's a cosplay, but like in real life.
It really is. Do you have a black umbrella? You do.
I do.
You do. Honestly, over the last few months, I can say that at this point, most wrestling fans want to be Cody Rhodes when they grow up. I do.
I know I do.
I mean, he's a self-made man. He doesn't take no for an answer. He handles his shit and he has a hot wife.
Yeah.
And he has a quest.
And lots of money.
Yeah, and like three belts right now, right? Two, three. Yeah.
And cute dogs.
Pharaoh. So, I mean, Cody's living his best life without WWE.
Yeah.
Who knew?
That's iconic.
It's iconic. Cody is goals.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
So we're back.
We're back in the last like 2-3 hours. Shit has gone down all over the internet.
Is Seth Rollins a single?
Corey Graves is kind of single.
Seth Rollins, it seems a lot more amicable.
Correct. It does.
It was just like, we've decided to part ways. And I'm like, oh, that's good. They're growing as people. And then the Corey thing hit. And I'm like, they're not growing as people.
No.
No.
So, yeah, in the last couple days, there's been things going on with three couples in WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's first, just what we know about.
First is the most tame one, which is the one that came out a little while ago, is that Seth Rollins and his girlfriend are no more. But she said very nice things. She announced it and said very nice things.
Yeah.
And she's on a girls' trip, it looks like.
Yeah, so they're growing as people.
Mm-hmm. They're doing good.
They're doing good things. They did it the right way.
And then a few days ago, it broke that Naomi and Jimmy, right? I was getting confused. Jimmy.
Yeah.
Got pulled over for driving the opposite direction on the highway.
No, it wasn't on a highway. They were downtown. It was a one-way street. She turned down the other way.
Whichever. Apparently. I don't know if anybody was drunk. They haven't said yet, right? If somebody was
drunk.
They didn't
say. They just said they smelled alcohol in the car.
Okay. And then apparently, one thing I read said that she was driving. One thing I read said that he was driving. And then apparently he stepped to the officer, as it was quoted, and he got arrested.
Yes.
I don't know exactly. I mean, to me, stepping to them and doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get arrested. I mean, I guess if you're cussing, maybe.
Well, I think he probably got in their faces and was, like, acting.
Fuck you, you motherfucking pig or something.
Yeah. I know what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see Naomi being like, just sit down.
Oh, no. Not me. I can see her say, get him, baby. Get him. I can totally see that.
Yeah, until...
I can see it. Naomi doesn't give a shit. Naomi will be like, go for it. She don't want him to get beat, but I'm just saying, like, she's not going to be like, oh, come sit down. Like, don't.
Rodney King, honey.
I don't mean that. You know what I mean? Like, she's not going to, like, be like, oh, no, maybe, don't get in trouble. You know,
maybe it's just because Phoenix, they just shoot everybody.
Like, maybe.
Literally in Phoenix, they're like, 14-year-old kid with a play gun, shoot him. Oh. I'm like, oh.
I'm just saying she's not a woman that's going to be like, just sit here and calm down.
I just think it'd be different, like, if it was, like, some random dude, like, at a bar, she'd be like, oh, beat his ass. But like a cop with a gun. And then they had the taser out. They had the taser out though, too.
I don't know though. I don't know. Just going by what I've seen, she's like ride or die. Like,
oh yeah, but
I don't know. Being with someone who has a volatile husband and who has gotten into road rage fights with people, I can speak.
See, the difference is I'm the one getting in road rage fights with people. So.
Oh no, no. This guy like passed us or something. This was a long time ago, and it got in front of us and slammed on his brakes, trying to get us to hit him. So then Michael followed him. This is why Trash Central. Michael followed him into the parking lot, and they got out of the cars, and it was bad. But I was the one saying, "Get back in the car."
No, but
I wasn't the like ride or die bitch that was like kick his ass. I was like, "Get back in the car."
No, I'm the bitch following people.
Well, you and him would be great. If anybody tries to mess with me in New York, I will be taken care of.
Yeah. You got the demon and you got Michael.
Yeah. Who's basically crazy, so it works.
You have a psychotic man and me.
A psychotic man and demonic woman.
Yeah, who I will actually, I'm debating doing like a kind of twist on Rosemary's face paint. For one of the days of WrestleCon, so.
There you go.
Holy Friday.
There you go.
Yeah.
So. But, yeah. It's going to be. My point of my conversation was, I bet it was a sight. That's all I'm going to say. I don't think they went quietly.
No, well, no, because obviously. He went to jail.
He did go to jail. We don't know any more details than that. The next day, Naomi tweeted a picture of them and was like, me and you against the world, or something to that effect.
And then, like, a report came out that now they're just trying to get fired.
That's so stupid.
But here's the thing.
You can get fired without going to jail.
No, not really anymore.
That's just stupid. Of all the things you would pull, that's what you'd pull. Fail a drug test.
Go take some of your wife's Xanax and say, oops, my bad.
Or go smoke some weed.
Well, no, because now weed is not a fine, or not a strike now. It's just a fine.
Oh, well, that won't work.
Yeah, because of Matt Riddle, basically. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then forget that part.
I was going to say, yeah, no, they'd have to, like, get somebody's prescription and take it. Yeah.
But that's just so stupid that that's what they were trying to do. So stupid.
I mean, it would be a dumb way to go about it, but would you blame them?
Him, yes, because they still push the Usos like nobody's business.
Well, yeah, I mean, Jay had the DUI last year.
Yeah.
And,
Naomi, she's getting screwed. So I could get why she would want to go, but they're pushing the Usos still like crazy.
But here's the thing, like, they're in the same situation as Dean Ambrose. Why don't you just say, hey, I'm not going to resign? Like,
I don't, it's just ludicrous to me to say, oh, they did this to get fired. That's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. Let's try to have some basis in reality, people. Like,
I would never be able to work for the WWE, I've realized. I'd be like, this is some fucked up romper room bullshit. What the fuck? And then they'd be like, young lady, you can't say that. Vince McMahon's going to get very upset, even though he doesn't know who you are, and forgets half the roster, because he's a senile old bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, we forgot there is actually a fourth thing, but it's not having to do with relationships.
Oh, we didn't get to the other one.
Well, so, yeah, but I'm just saying there's going to be one ticked on at the end, but it's not having to do with relationships.
It's like hot button news?
Yeah, big news.
Okay, well, we'll do that and then we'll do the other one.
Yes. I can't believe you didn't think about this news. No, because this overshadows the cheating thing, because I could kind of see Corey cheating, so. Yeah, I mean, like, that. This is big news.
Do I know about this news?
You should. What is it?
It broke Thursday.
No, just go. Just go on. We could get a live reaction from Jennifer if she forgot about it.
Is it about a man, a male or a woman?
It's a man.
In WWE?
Yes.
A wrestler?
Yes.
A current wrestler?
Part-time. Go on. You'll get a live reaction from Jennifer when she either remembers or is shocked.
Is it about his contract or something he did in his personal life?
This would be more contract. This is business decision, not fucking around with some chick or doing anything like that.
Oh, the Dean's in talks to maybe stay?
No.
Oh.
No, that's not news. I could have told you that.
Well, I couldn't remember when that happened.
That was early in the week. That was like Tuesday, I think.
A male wrestler, part-timer in WWE, and it's a business decision.
You know, there's like a ton of people listening to this who are like, Jennifer, what the fuck?
And I probably know it. I just
you
don't
do. Know. You probably know this. I don't know if you tweeted about this. You might have.
I don't know. Tell me. Or give me a hint.
Go tell with me your Corey story first.
What? Oh, you're making me wait?
Yes. Anticipation.
So, it broke several hours ago. Corey's wife. I imagine soon to be ex-wife.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Posted a picture of them. I guess their wedding picture. Maybe they renewed their vows. I don't know. With their three kids. And she's like, I'm not the type. Actually, I can quote what she said. I can read what she said.
Yes. Do.
Let's see. I have to remember what her handle is, though.
I mean, are we really going to say her handle? It's deleted.
Oh, shit. Well, someone posted a picture up there. Or no. I kept it. I kept it.
It's screenshotted.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. So, she posted a picture of her and him. Maybe it's not the renewing the vows, but they're all dressed up. So, that's what I thought it was. Maybe they're at a wedding. And she said, this may be totally below me to do this, but I'm hurt. I'm sad. I've put 11 years into supporting a man to accomplish his dream, only for him to punch me in the gut. I've been through suicide attempts, alcoholism, among so much more with him, and stuck by his side. The kicker is finding out that he's been sleeping with one of my daughter's role models all along. Carmella and Corey, I hope you guys are happy. I really do! Exclamation point. And then she posted two pictures in that same thing. The second picture she posted was a series of text messages he had sent her, basically threatening to kill himself and locking himself up somewhere and killing himself. And he basically, like, don't deserve to live, blah, blah, blah. And then after she posted this, she posted something else where he's threatening, telling her that WWE is going to sue her if she doesn't take that down and she's crazy and all this stuff. So nobody obviously at this point knows anything other than there's must be some validity to it.
Obviously.
But nobody knows what's going on. Was it one time? Was it, are they already separated or... Are they, is she faithful? Is she not faithful? Like, did Carmella think they were, like, there's all these little components going into it. But if, in the position of his wife, if I was innocent and had not cheated on him and I found that out and after I had put up and helped him through addiction and all that kind of stuff and raised his three kids and I was in no way at fault, I would have done the exact same thing. I don't know if she really knows Carmella. If I knew Carmella is like my friend or like somebody I got along with well and had been around a lot, I might put her on blast too. If I didn't really know her, I don't know if I necessarily would have put Carmella into it. If she's not somebody that I really know, I don't think I would have put her name into it. I would have just called him a cheater.
Well, and it seems like she used it more like, you've hurt my children, instead of, oh, it's my friend Carmella.
Yeah.
It's like, my child's role model. And then she tagged Carmella over the faces of her daughters.
I feel like she knows her, though. I just have a feeling that they are somewhat friendly with each other, the family and her. I don't know. That's just the impression I got, because people are digging up tweets left and right and, you know, all this stuff. And I just feel like there was some level. I mean, they don't look like two people that'd be best friends by any means, but
yeah.
I feel like there's some, and if it's somebody I know, I was texting you this earlier. If it was somebody I knew, it would be much, much harder for me to forgive the woman than if it was just some woman I didn't know who knew he was married, but did it anyway. I just like, whatever. Like, she's not important, you know? And still the focus is on him. He did it. Like, people that are giving him a fucking free pass on the internet. No, he's the one with the obligation to his wife, not Carmella.
And, like, that's the thing is, like, he's the one who took the vows. And he could have said, here's the thing is, like, if you want to cheat on somebody, just leave them. If you feel like that you are so just, like, I need to cheat on them. I need to go have sex with somebody else. And let me put this, they're not okay with you having sex with somebody else because there's people out there who have arrangements and that's okay. Like, that's your thing.
And but, I'm saying this is also more than, I think a one-time thing is different. If this is going to be a relationship.
But, don't be on Carmella's Twitter saying, you're a homewrecker, you're a slut, and then go on Corey's and be like, nice.
Right. I just feel, and I will say this, is that I don't think that's the case with these two. But some people are in relationships that they, for one reason or another, feel like they're stuck in. There's always a way out, obviously. But I don't see that as being the case. Like, she, if anyone, she would be the one stuck.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he might be like, okay, if we could divorce, I'm going to have to pay alimony, I'm going to have to pay child support, blah, blah, blah.
Well, guess what?
I'm not saying that's not right. I'm just saying, like, you have to think, like, a man or a woman that's going to cheat and cheat for those types of reasons. Like, I can't afford to be on my own, which isn't his case, other than the fact that all of his money would be going back to her, you know, or something like that. Like, I'm not saying that's an excuse, but I'm saying sometimes people are in that situation where it's like, well, fuck, what do I do? But at that point, like, you have to have a talk with your partner.
Yeah. Not to go out and fuck somebody.
No. And say you really feel feelings for somebody. That's, you can't help if you have feelings for somebody. But my thing is, was this a, I have feelings for you, I want a relationship with you? Or is this a, or is this a, you're hot, I want to have sex with you?
Well, and here's the other thing is, like, you have to think, Corey is really the one who should be getting the bigger portion of the blame here. Because if Carmella said no, he would have just kept going until somebody said yes.
And who's to say, and this goes both ways, who's to say that they haven't, either one of them haven't done it with other people.
Yeah. We don't know.
No. I mean, they're both, I think Corey's attractive. They're both attractive people. They travel around the road. They have same equal opportunities because I don't think his wife is on the road with him. So, no. Like, equal opportunities to do anything with anybody, married, not married, whatever. Like, nobody, you know, he's the one that technically cheated. She's the one that he cheated with. He's the cheater.
Exactly. Just, and the person who said yes.
Yeah. And it doesn't excuse it at all. Like, I'm not saying she's perfect. I really like Carmella. And I still like her because I know things happen and situations happen. And I try not to judge people even in, like, cheating situations. I really try not to because there's so many factors that go into that thing and that type of thing. Like, so many, especially if it's like a relationship, like they really care about each other. Like, there's so many factors to go in that. So I'm not judging her, and I like Carmella, but at the same time, like, she shouldn't get off scot-free, but she also shouldn't be slut-shamed and, oh, you're the one that's wrong in this situation. If you hadn't come around, he wouldn't have cheated on his wife. And
which is not true, because no,
there's lots of other hot women in the WWE.
Not only that, but groupies. Like,
that's true.
He could go just be like, hey, you want to go to a bar and then go fuck some random chick and bum fuck Indiana somewhere. Like,
true.
Really, it comes down to if Carmella said no, he would have kept going until somebody said yes.
That's true. I just want to know if it was more than one time, which it sounds like it was more than one time when I reread that post. It sounds like it was more than one time. And if it's more than one time, is it an actual relationship or are they just fuck buddies?
And then you have to go into, did he tell her, oh, I'm getting a divorce?
Right.
Did he tell her, like, we don't even live together. Like, what did he tell her? Like, that's what you need to know, because she could be like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, he could have been telling her some whole other story. So I feel like judging Carmela at this point is... And plus, like, from what we know, she does not have a track record of breaking up people's marriages. Like, she doesn't have a track record of trying to butt into people's business. Like,
well, but that's what we know. You know, there's exactly a lot of shit that goes
that's
on.
That's what I just said. That's as of what we know. That's so you can't. You have to give her the benefit of the doubt on that. Like, you can't just say, "Well, she's a whore. She's fucking everybody."
I was thinking about this earlier, though, and it doesn't mean anything other than maybe people are jealous. But have you ever noticed how she doesn't post a ton of pictures with the other girls? I wonder if... I just wonder, you know, backstage, if cattiness,
I mean, there are some... I mean, Lana even confirmed that there's a ton of cattiness. Like, she had people catty against her because she is just, like, a happy person. So, like...
Right. I just wonder if people are just... Because Carmella is one of the prettiest women out there. And she's good. And she's a good wrestler. And she got the title. And, like, I just wonder if people kind of... Backstage, if women in particular backstage kind of aren't as tight with her as they are with some other people. Like, I didn't go back and look, but I was just kind of thinking, like, oh, who are her friends that she hangs out with? And then I was like...
I mean, Naomi seems to be the one that she's... I mean, at least on her Instagram stories. Natty and Naomi so far.
I don't know. I just... But, like, outside of work, though. I just feel like I don't see her a lot, like...
Well, she doesn't really have a ton of time to go do much.
But I mean, you know how, like, other people will post, like, you know what I mean.
She's best friends with her sister.
Well, that's good. I don't know. Like, I just wonder, like, if there's, like, jealousy or something. I don't know.
She was posted about her and Sheamus working out together. So, I mean, I'm sure she has friends.
I'm sure she does too, but I don't know. I just, my head goes all kinds of places. But we don't know anything than something happened.
Something happened. Oh, Bailey is her best friend.
Oh, really?
Bailey is her best friend.
Huh.
So.
That's interesting.
I could see it. I mean, I see it.
Okay, so back
they've, to my... But here's the thing is, they've been friends for a very, very, very long time. They've been friends since, like, when they first got to NXT. I mean...
Yeah. Okay, so back to what I was supposed to guess. Somewhere on that will develop, but...
Yeah. That is developing, currently developing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... I'll give you one guess. How's that?
Okay.
So we won't keep it going forever.
You mean one hint?
Oh, hint, sorry. One hint. God, I gotta think of a hint that won't give it away. There's a lot of speculation around this person, this part-timer. As of late.
Batista.
No.
You saw the picture of Batista on Talk is Jericho, though.
I did, but that's not it.
Because
Batista's just... Batista, we don't have any news. Like, this was news.
Oh, Taker!
Hallelujah! She figured it out.
Sorry. Yeah, Taker's going to StarCast, his first WWE event. And I didn't read the article, but I saw an article that said that his retirement is pretty much confirmed, but I didn't read it.
Yeah, I mean, people are, like... Basically, it said that he's not wanting any, like, he personally does not want to come back.
So, and what I read was telling how much he's taking bookings. And didn't they say he was charging, like, so many thousand? How much
was he charged StarCast $60,000 for 3 hours.
Wow. That's crazy.
But here's the thing is they're going to make that guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed. Because it's 150 for Taker.
Well, I'm surprised it's not more than that. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I remembered. Yay! And he's like totally out of character on the on social media at this point. Like, he doesn't even give a fuck anymore.
He doesn't.
He got a Twitter and he's just been himself pretty much ever since. And took WWE out of it. I think we talked about that last week. Took WWE out of it. And
so basically, yeah, Taker, I think he's done. A lot of people are saying the reason they haven't announced anybody for the Hall of Fame officially is because Taker will be the only person going in.
Hmm. I could see that.
But I don't know. I don't know. Like, I thought about it and I was like, yeah, I could see that. But then again, like, I never, like, I feel like it might be too soon.
I don't think so. I can see him turn around and put him straight in. They did that to Sean. I think they would do it.
I mean, Rick
still... And I can see them giving them a whole show. I can see that.
Yeah. And Rick went in with, when he went in by himself, he went in the night before he retired, so.
There you go.
So, we probably won't be seeing him at WrestleMania in a in-ring capacity.
But I feel like if that was it, that match with Cena, that was crap.
Yeah.
Like, that's a really crappy way to end it, I think. I mean, I realize he's not that capable of, like, lasting a long time in a match anymore, but it was just kind of like Cena basically just laid down to every one of his, like, finishers and stuff, and it's just kind of like...
So here's my opinion. And you guys are going to say I'm biased, but I don't give a fuck. It's my show. So, I think he should have retired after 31. And here's why. Here's why. Wait, I have reasoning. So, Taker has been the Phenom for ever and a day. 31 was Bray Wyatt. You should have handed over the torch. And walked away.
Well, supposedly... When that happened with Roman, that's what he was doing. Then he came back again anyway.
Well, yeah, and I think... But I feel like the match with Roman was shit. And then the match with Shane sucked.
The match with Cena was awful.
The match with Cena... See, it, like, continuously got worse.
Because he's getting older and older.
Like,
and older.
31 was the last time that you saw any semblance of what he was.
I don't... That was before... I don't remember the numbers. That was before Lesnar beat him?
30 was when Lesnar beat him.
Okay.
31 was Bray. 32 was Shane. 33 was Roman. 34 was Cena. Huh.
I think either it should have ended when the streak ended or, yeah, the Bray thing. Those make the most sense. I personally felt like it should end when the streak ended, but...
I mean, yeah, that would have been ideal, but if we're going to do this whole Taker putting somebody over thing, I feel like that would have only been right because then it would have elevated Bray into to that Phenom category that Taker kind of took over with the dark, spooky shit.
And I get that.
And now it's like...
But then you have to think about, though, like, he was wanting to put over somebody and he wanted to put over Roman and then he kept going after that, so it's...
I mean, but it seems like after the streak ended, Vince kept having to, like, talk him into doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he had to talk him into the Hell in a Cell with Shane. He had to talk him into coming back. So it's like, I feel like 31 would have been a good point of, like, Vince would have only had to talk him into one more, and then that's it.
I just feel like if it ends like this, which looks like it's going to, it's,
shit.
It's not, yeah.
And, like, the bad thing is, if we're going by old school wrestling, like, you're supposed to go out on your back. Like, you're supposed to lose.
Exactly.
So Roman would have made sense. But if we're in my scenario and we're doing the torch handing at 31, he would have gone out on his back anyway. So it doesn't make sense for him to retire after Cena.
No.
That doesn't make any sense then. Like, You basically missed the boat for the most emotional, like, oomph. Like, because now it's just like, okay, yeah, I mean.
I get what you're saying. I still think it would have been better when he got beat for that to be it.
Well, yeah, and I mean, ideally, that's when he should have just been like, he should have just walked away the way he did. And you know what? I feel like he should have disappeared. Mm-hmm. And not shown up, not come back, not done anything.
Until he got inducted. And when he finished that match with Roman and he broke character, I was like, I don't like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we're... And 30 and 31 would have been the prime time to do it.
The way that he ended that match with Roman, yeah, where he, like, folds everything up and left exactly. it and stuff, like...
But as, like, what I'm saying is, like, the prime emotional moment would have been 30 or 31. 32, he shouldn't have retired after 32 because it was Shane. Like, no. 33, yeah, if we're going to do it in the after prime years, 33 would have been ideal. But no.
Well, supposedly the first Hall of Fame announcement is Monday. I just looked. So we'll see.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, to me, it's just stupid. Like, it's just stupid.
I will say one thing, though. Those tickets, those price of those tickets, people will be selling those things. And there's no telling how much those tickets would go for at a Hall of Fame.
Good thing we're busy.
I know, but I wouldn't pay that much. I'm just saying a lot of people will.
Yeah, we'll be a G1 supercard.
Which, speaking of, Jay White is our new champion.
He is. And I would have rather him be crowned a G1 supercard, but I'm very happy about it.
I'm hoping it's Ibushi versus him at supercard.
But then the bad part is if it's Ibushi, then Ibushi's going to take the title at G1 supercard.
I don't think he will, because I think they'll wait till he comes back to Japan and do it there.
But we shall see.
Ibushi came out and made a speech that broke your heart. Did you watch the speech?
Oh my god, I did. And I, guys, my Valentine's Day was ruined.
He made a speech saying he was not leaving Japan, that it was his home, and he just signed a longer contract deal. Yeah. And then he was interviewed and he was asked, what about Kenny? He said, I don't really think about him anymore.
Yeah.
And then Kenny tweeted a picture. Was it on Valentine's Day?
So he posted one thing beforehand and it said, we'll meet again. And then on Valentine's Day, he posted a picture of him and Kota by the fire. And he says, always thinking about you, Valentine. And I was like, oh no.
It's building up where eventually one day they will be reunited. It'll be the best love story ever told.
I know, but damn it. Guys, I was just... You can ask Jen. I was like, how dare you?
They're star-crossed lovers.
How dare you?
But, anyway, that was like the two best parts. Ibushi gave his speech. That wasn't the same night, I don't think. Was it? Was it the same night of New Beginning or a different night? Anyway...
Oh,
new beginning, God. New beginning. Other than the tag match with Gorilla's Destiny, I was bored like the whole time. It wasn't that a lot of the matches were bad; they weren't bad, but they did have Okada versus Balak Fale, which I thought was stupid.
Okay, can I just say that I just saw the stupidest fucking thing on Twitter, and I'm so over people's shit.
I'll say it, and then I want to get back to my seat.
So, somebody posted a gif of Carmella and was like, I still support her. Not her fault the wife didn't step her sex up.
Oh, no.
And it has 70 retweets and 223 likes.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Where is that? I need to retweet that and post a comment.
Somebody was like, close your legs to married men.
Send it to me.
I'm sending it.
I'll retweet that shit.
Oh, my God. Okay, guys, like, we love Carmella, but that's not a good look. Like,
that's bullshit.
No! No! Like, and you know what? I bet they're... Okay, you want to take a guess on age? 17.
Okay, good. You're too young.
No, I'm taking a guess. Like, you're not a grown woman.
You are a girl? Not...
Yes, it is a woman. I believe it is a woman.
Should I say don't? What should I say?
And then she said it was a joke.
I'm going to put on behalf of wives everywhere who stepped their suck up.
Here's what I would say. On behalf of grown women everywhere, not a good look.
I'm going to say on behalf of wives everywhere who stepped their suck up. That is what she's saying, right, suck?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. Sorry, I'm not young.
Is that the abbreviation for, like, for sucking now?
I don't know.
Or was that a misspell?
I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing this is like a little girl behind her behind her keyboard.
Okay, so half of wives everywhere who step their suck up every night.
Ooh.
What should I say? I'm half of wives everywhere who step their suck up every night. Sometimes.
Men suck.
Sometimes you.
It's not their fault.
Sometimes you can't fix what's broken.
Yeah. Sometimes you can't fix what's broken.
Sometimes you can't fix it if it's broken.
Like, honestly, we love Carmella, but the 17-year-old little girls behind their keyboard going like, oh my God, who've probably never been in a relationship. That's the other thing.
Okay. I did it.
Ugh, puppy party. Sorry, I just saw some dogs underneath that poster. I was like, oh, puppies! It's four French bulldogs kissing each other. Guys, I want a French bulldog so bad, you have no idea. And a pig.
Okay, that sounds like I'm talking about the relationship. Nix that. I was referring to the dick. Let's try that again.
His dick might be broken.
That's not maybe you fault. Can't step your stuck up on a dick that's broken. It can't be fixed. Oh, God.
I fucking can't with people. Like, not a good look, people. Come on.
Sometimes you can't step it up. If they can't keep it up, I don't know what to say. Oh, my God. Sometimes you can't suck.
That's broken. It's broken. You know what she needs to do? She needs to delete him. Yeah?
Okay. All right. I did it.
No. I thought it was funny.
On behalf of wives everywhere who step their suck up every night, sometimes you can't suck what's broken. There we go.
Well, here's what I got to say to that. Delete. Y'all just need to realize you just got to put the fear of hellfire and brimstone in their eyes.
And, yeah, don't mess with women, man.
No. Like, don't be like, oh, honey, it's okay. No. I'll chop your dick off. Feed it to my future French bulldog.
I can't even. Can't even with people. Okay, so back to it. So, Jay... back to my bad match. So, yeah, it was Baloch Fale versus Okada. And I felt bad for Okada.
What did he do?
No offense to Baloch Fale, but I felt bad for Okada. And then they were like, oh, well, Okada's had a step back. He's fallen back as of late, but it's a new year and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this guy was like the fucking... Ric Flair / John Cena of Japan in the last ever how many years, and he's went from that to a mid-card match.
Lower mid-card.
Yeah, you're right. Lower mid-card, like, second or third, maybe the third match of the show?
Which, let me just tell you, like, being the first match of the show is actually good. Because the first match of the show, you gotta get people hyped up. If you're second or third, that's like a death slot.
The first match was bad, too. But, like, it was not good. And I just felt
but
so bad.
People, like, but did the energy come into the room during the match?
Not really.
Then it was just a bad show. Bad booking.
No. And even in, like, I just felt so bad for him. I'm like, what, like you said, what did he do to these people? Like, he brought a lot of attention to that company with his matches, even before Omega. But then his matches with Omega became so infamous, that's when I started paying attention. And it's like, he's done so much for this company, and then you're going to... I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I felt bad for him. Like, I really felt bad. The whole time I was watching it, I was like, I'm embarrassed for you. Like, I really am. And I'm trying to remember whether he won. I think he won. I'm pretty sure he won.
I hope. Still,
I know. But the Jay and Tanahashi match was actually pretty good. But Tanahashi kept favoring his knee the whole time. He was selling his knee the whole match. And it was, oh, this is Tana's, you know, whatever run. But they kept talking about how he was old.
He is.
But then, but like the announcers kept saying that. It was almost kind of like, in a roundabout way, they almost made it sound like that's why Jay won. Like, at the end, they were like, oh, like, he's the future, blah, 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 blah. Like, the new era is here, cutthroat era. But at the same time, I kind of felt like the way they had called the whole match made it sound like, oh, Tanahashi's just hurt and he's old. And that's why Jay won. That's how it sounded the whole, pretty much the entire time to me. I could be wrong. But that's what I thought as far as, like, the commentary. And, but his promo in the ring and his promo afterwards was fire, as always. Like, he's so fucking good. Like, you can tell he just sits down. He has no clue what he's going to say. He just starts talking.
I mean, that's like, the key. And it really takes you back to, like, WWE really fucking up with their promos. Like, right. If you look at social media, let them cut their own fucking promos. Like, come on.
Yep.
Like, literally, you have... So, Asuka doesn't have an opponent for WrestleMania. As of right now.
But, yeah, which is bull.
So, Natty said that she would go over. And then Sasha chimed in. And then Sonya Deville chimed in. And guess what? Now I'm interested. I want to know. Tell me what happens. But you know what? On SmackDown, it would take you 6 months and some convoluted bullshit romper room storyline to get to, like, just to Natty.
Yeah.
Let them cut their own fucking promos. Like, come on.
I'm telling
you. Not only that, but look at the shit that went on during Survivor Series a year ago? 2 years ago? 2 years ago. Year ago, when it was The Miz versus Baron. Fire. But on the show, it was like crickets.
Bring back talking smack.
Right? I mean, even if you don't bring back talking smack, just let them fucking say what they want.
And, like, Jay is just like, it's not even just that he can say what he want, he just knows what to say.
Well, yeah, you would be so surprised good. That, like, Vince dumbs down his roster so much. He's just like, well, they're stupid. They've had 87 concussions on the indies. They don't know how to cut a promo.
Jay's just so good, though. I can't, if you guys, what do they call them?
Post-match conference
are free on their YouTube page and on their website, both. You should go watch, like, all of his, like, seriously watch them all. Particularly the first chair one. Because it's great. Just put in Jay White chair and pick the earliest one. Start your journey there.
Your journey, because let me tell you, our journey started around that time and we were like, oh.
Yep. Because I had seen him before at Ring of Honor shows twice and I was just like, yeah, whatever. And then I saw this new cutthroat
Switchblade.
And then I was like, oh.
Well, then.
I like this. But, yeah, but you can watch all the promos for free, so you should go over there and watch it.
Yeah.
Because it was the night of A New Beginning was really good. All of his are really good, though. You should go watch them.
Oh, my God. Somebody just posted the best tweet ever. Wrestling Twitter is alive with dramas, disorderly conduct, affairs, multiple injuries. And the tea being spilled is Jeff Hardy going to the daddy-daughter dance.
It was so cute, though.
Like, wrestling news sites are like, Jeff Hardy goes to daddy-daughter dance. I'm like, is this news? Oh, God. How funny.
God.
Hey, who would have thought Jeff Hardy would be the moral compass of this week?
Yeah, not me.
Yeah. Hey, good for you, Jeff Hardy. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Matt Riddle caused some waves today. Not in a relationship or anything like that, but he said a little something about NXT and the main roster.
Oh, I read that, yeah.
And his quote is what we're all thinking. NXT is not the same kind of watered-down child's product that the WWE has turned into. Somebody give that man a fucking medal, because somebody had to say it.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised he said it, where people could, you know, hear.
Yeah. Also, he wants a match with John Cena. No? Gonna happen?
With John Cena?
Yeah.
I could see Cena. Cena's like putting everybody over nowadays.
Riddle would kick his ass still, though.
True.
I'd be afraid. Like, if you were Brock Lesnar walking down an alleyway, I'd be afraid that Matt Riddle was gonna jump me. Because let me tell you, he wants to end Brock. And yeah. I, for one, am here for that.
I'm here for that. I'm here for anybody that can end Brock.
And Matt Riddle said, here's a quote, "Funny enough, I was thinking about it the other day, and I want to get to the main roster, but then I was thinking, well, maybe I'm thinking about it wrong because NXT is so hot. Maybe we should just stay and try to build NXT and make it bigger than Raw and SmackDown."
I'd be okay with that. But speaking of Raw, though, we have new tag champs.
And it's the Revival.
It is the Revival. They were so happy. Like, they got the most anticlimactic bullshit, but at the same time, they were very, very happy with themselves. They were celebrating together.
Well, just... and here's the thing, like, you know why they were given the belts.
Mm-hmm. I do. And what I hated the most, though, I did watch Raw. We were talking about this earlier. I did watch Raw because what I hated the most, though, was, like, it was a really bad crowd. Like, they were, like, really quiet the whole time. But it was, like, it already didn't get any hype. It already didn't get, like, you know, any advertisement. It just kind of last minute. Like, every other match they've had on Raw, it's like, oh, the Revival's going for the tag titles tonight. Like, every week, it seems like. So nobody really cared. And then the crowd was just terrible anyway. And then they won, and it was just kind of like, people were like, oh, like, I can't believe it. Everybody was shocked, but at the same time, it was just kind of like, oh, nice. Like, I just wish they had won it, like, in Arizona when we were there or something. But that crowd was awesome.
I just love how Dash Wilder posted a picture of Triple H and said, complain long enough and you can achieve anything.
And I liked that, but did you see where Scott retweeted that? Yeah. And then I didn't get why he did that. Yeah. Like, he retweeted it and put it, like, in another set of quotation marks. And then he was like, the WWE Universe or Twitter... fans,
the internet fans.
Internet fans. Did he mean the internet fans complained? Is that what he meant?
I think we all did, because they started a fucking petition. So
yeah, I was kind of confused. I was like, what does he mean? And then I thought what he meant was like, oh, the internet fans complained. Like, complain what you want, complain enough and you get what you want, the Revival. And then he put quotation marks around the whole thing.
Oh, I see why he did it. Somebody posted a picture because it was on, it was a joke from The Office.
Hey.
Like, Michael Scott posted, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Wayne Gretzky, and put it in quotations and then said that he said it.
Oh. And
then he put, complain long enough and you can achieve anything. The internet fans.
I get it. It's true, though.
It's not a dig on the internet fans.
Oh, no. I know. He meant, like, they helped.
I'm clarifying for everybody else who doesn't get it. Yes.
But yeah, I felt bad because it was a very quiet crowd. I was excited. I was like, holy shit, they actually gave it to him. I was surprised.
I'm very shocked.
And then the other thing that happened that needed a much better crowd was Dean going off script to Seth. Seth had been in the ring giving a promo on his match with Brock Lesnar. And
which has, like, zero story behind it, but yes.
Yeah, just that he hates him, basically.
He's just like, you hate him. It's like, yeah, so do we.
Yeah, he's like, I hate him. He's you know, hijacked the title, like everybody else has said. But anyway, so Dean comes out, and Dean was supposed to give this, like, speech that kind of brought it into their feud that was kind of like, you know, we're brothers, blah, blah, blah. Like, something to kind of wrap it all up with a not-so-shiny bow, but a bow. And then he totally went off character, and all he said was, I got one thing to say to you, slay the beast. And he got out of the ring. And Seth had, like, this genuine surprised look on his face because, you know, Seth was expecting this planned speech.
This convoluted romper room bullshit of, I had a feud with you, and then we did this, and then this happened, and then I want you to be Brock, and then,
yeah.
Like that? Yeah.
So he didn't do that, and then he went and sat down, and it was like a really cool moment between Seth and Dean. Like, if that's the last moment they have, which who knows.
And Seth actually smiled.
He did, because he was taken by surprise. He was just like, all right. Like, so okay. If that's the last moment they have, which I hope not. It sucked that audience wasn't into it at all.
This is going to be the shipper part of me, but I need one more Amber Rollins moment. Come on.
Well, so do I. But the point I'm making is the audience, nothing. Nothing. And I'm just like, this is supposed to, no matter whether it's a shoot or not, it's supposed to be like a real heartfelt moment here. And like, nothing. No response. No response to the revival. No response to this. Like, nothing.
I think people just are like, maybe if we just sit here and be quiet, like.
No, I can tell you what people are doing. People are going there and on their fucking phones and texting and waving and trying to get on TV and this, that, and the other and all this crap. It's not.
It's romper room?
It's romper room. But my point is, it's not that they're not invested in some of the storylines. It's that the people that are going to these shows a lot of times aren't there to watch the fucking show. They're there to film the show on their phone, to post on the internet, or they're there to, like, text their friends, or they're there to, like, just hang out, like, drink, like, whatever. Like, I feel like when we've went to several pay-per-views together now. Yeah.
I know.
And
it's so nice to say that because, you know, 6 months doesn't make a best friend. It takes years.
That's true. It does.
It does.
Iconic. So, yeah, I feel like the audience, particularly in Arizona, in New Orleans it was, too. But in Arizona, I think people just hated Ronda so bad. But, like, in general, like, the crowd response was really, really good all week, I thought.
Yeah.
The crowd.
And even when you came here for Raw and SmackDown, like, before. Yes,
that was when the Usos had the rap battle.
Yeah, the rap battle and everything. Like.
Yeah. And I feel like for the majority of the time, the Atlanta crowd is pretty good. Chicago is known for being good.
There's a difference because I feel like Atlanta's like old school wrestling crowd.
The Omni people.
Yeah. And then Phoenix, you have like it's slowly becoming a smart town.
Yeah.
So we know to cheer for the revival. But yeah, go on.
I'm trying to remember where it was. I can't remember where it was, but I
didn't watch it, so
I can't remember where it was. But like places like that, like Brooklyn, Chicago, like
LA, Phoenix, Atlanta,
Miami,
New Orleans actually is
New Orleans
smart.
Pretty good. And I feel like places like that, people, even if they don't are not happy with a lot of what's going on, they still are there to fucking enjoy it.
They'll get into it.
Yeah, like, why go to sit there?
Like, the thing is, we sit here and hate on Raw a lot. But when we go to Raw, we are there.
Engaged.
We're engaged. Like, literally, if you sit with us at Raw or SmackDown or a pay-per-view, it's like an episode of this podcast because we will sit there and take apart the match. I will tell the botched spots. I would be like, well, historically, this never happened. So, like, we almost get too much into it.
Yeah. It made me mad because I'm like, the revival deserved better if that was their tag win. That was terrible. If that was the last time that Ambrose and Rollins ever talk on WWE television, bullshit. That was terrible. Like,
have some sort of... Remember the night that... Everybody remembers the night that Dean and Seth got back together. Remember how fucking loud that crowd was? That was in Chicago, wasn't it? Was it Chicago?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It was loud. Wherever it was. It was loud.
It would have had to have been... Wait, Dean and Seth, SummerSlam was in Brooklyn. So it would have had to have been in the East, whenever, wherever it was.
I feel like it was Chicago because it wasn't...
It was. Wasn't it had it to have also... been either Chicago or Boston.
Okay.
One of the two.
Well, good crowd, whichever. Like, I don't know. I was really, really disappointed in that crowd. I was just like, really? Now, the SmackDown crowd was better.
Yes.
So, previously, before SmackDown, we talked about this last week, there was a rumor that Mustafa Ali was not going to be involved, and he wasn't involved in the, he's not involved in the chamber anymore, and they had to give him a replacement, and when it first broke, I was at work, and all I got on my phone was, Mustafa Ali to be replaced by a member of the New Day, and yeah. I was not happy.
That's not who I wanted.
The New Day, to me, I was like, the New Day? Really? Like, I'll admit, that's what I said. And, like, I even, like, tweeted, like, oh, my God, this is bullshit. Well, it ended up being Kofi, and Kofi came in and did what Mustafa was going to do, which was pin 3 out of the 4 people. And he was 3 or 4? Yeah. Because did he pin AJ? He did, right? Three out of the 5, I'm trying to say. Three out of the 5. And he was in that match for, like, almost 60 minutes. Like, right up until the end. And so he took out Daniel Bryan. He took out Samoa Joe. And then who was the other one he took out? Jeff.
Yeah.
So then AJ gets in the ring. And AJ's like, come on, man, you did a good job. Like, you know, come on. Just, I don't want... Basically, like, I don't want to hurt you or embarrass you. Like... You did a good job, you know, just, you know.
Just lay down.
And Kofi starts screaming at him, fight. He's like, fight me. He's like, I've waited a long time for this. It's been 10 years in the making. Like, fight me. Like, he was, like, all, like, passionate about it. So then he, like, slaps AJ. And then AJ ended up pinning him. But then Randy came out and ended up RKOing AJ. But... Kofi really, really impressed me. Like, really impressed me. If Mustafa had done that, I would have honestly been a little more excited because I really like Mustafa. But, like, Kofi's been around for 10 years and never gotten a title shot for, like, the main title. And I want him to have that. But all these people are, like, petitioning online, like, oh, Kofi against Daniel Bryan at Mania. Blah. And I'm just like, that's not going to happen. Like. And people are acting like that's what they've wanted. It's been long enough, and Kofi deserves. And, like, you didn't think that a week ago. Like, be honest. You did not say that a week ago.
Yeah.
So. He did great, though. And I do want him to get a title shot, but I do not believe it's happening right now.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to win it, but.
He's definitely not going to win, and I don't think he's going to be the one at Mania either.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was very good, though.
Yeah.
And
I mean, yeah, it's I mean, he deserves his chance, but then again, you just sit there and you're like, yeah, I mean, you know, it's not going to be his moment.
No. So it's like, because of the position he's in too, like, he was never supposed to be there in the first place.
Yeah.
So, like. And it makes me feel bad for Mustafa, even though I'm happy for Kofi. It makes me feel bad for Mustafa because they're going to have him pin Daniel Bryan and Samoa Joe and Jeff Hardy. Like, and step to AJ, probably. Like, that would have been really awesome for him. And now he's hurt. And it's like, that sucks. But yeah, I feel like it's just not... I don't believe for a second he's going to win because he was never supposed to be there in the first place. So, yeah.
I mean, I know who I wanted, but oh well.
Well... I know. But at least it wasn't like, I don't know. I feel bad, like, hating on the New Day. And, like, I was watching, I was listening to this podcast that was talking about it the other day, and they said that, like, to put Kofi over as a champion soon would be smart just because he's been very loyal to the company and he's like, their, you know, New Day's merch is, like, one of the top sellers all the time, and that he deserves something. And I think that, that has a lot of validity to it, and that makes a lot of sense. And he's definitely talented enough to be in a main event like that. But I just feel like at this point, he was built up as a singles wrestler for years, and for so long now, he's been a member of the New Day. And I feel like he needs to be built up again as a singles wrestler before you immediately throw him into a title match. Like, to me, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Makes a lot more sense.
But what do I know?
We don't deal with sense when it comes to the WWE.
No. So, are we going to make Elimination Chamber predictions?
Yes, I'm pulling them up right now.
All right.
All right. Here's our predictions. I bet you can guess for our tag ones, but
I'm going to make two. I'm going to make a who I want and who I think might get it instead. So I'm going to make two.
Yeah. Okay. And we asked you guys who you guys thought. So
I don't think we're both going to be live snapping, tweeting, Instagram storing, all that stuff.
Yes, we are.
So if you don't follow us in any of that, my Instagram is crazy pretty chick with no A. And then my Twitter is just crazy pretty chick.
Yep. Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull it up.
Your stuff is your handle on Twitter, right?
Yeah. Except on Instagram, it's not. It doesn't have the underscore.
There you go. And my Snapchat is, I wish I could change it now because I want it to be the same, but it's not. It's Shards of a Soul.
Okay, guys, are you ready?
Yes.
Cruiserweight Championship, Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa.
Is it bad that I think he's going to give it to Tozawa to keep him from leaving?
No.
I'm going to say Tozawa.
I'm going to go Murphy.
I'm going to say Tozawa just for the reason I think he'll try to do it to keep him from leaving.
Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin, husband fight! In a no disqualification match.
Don't you think that match is kind of odd?
It's very odd.
I'm going to say Braun, but I think it's very odd.
I'm going to go Braun. Because he's one sexy bearded man. Newly single sexy bearded man.
True.
Intercontinental Championship, and this is a bullshit match. And it's handicap. Leo Rush and Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor.
Oh, God.
I have an idea, but
do I go with my heart or do I go with my brain?
Well, here's what I'm thinking is they'd give Finn the WrestleMania moment. So I don't think he'll win it this time.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
I want to be wrong, but I'm going to go Lashley and Leo because of Leo pulling some stupid bullshit.
Or what if Leo pulls some bullshit and it causes Lashley to lose?
But if Lashley was disqualified, though.
But if the ref didn't see it.
I'm going to go Lashley and Rush, but my heart wants Ben.
You're probably right. I'm going to...
Only because I feel like they're going to give Finn the WrestleMania moment.
All right, I'll go Lashley. My heart says Finn, though. My heart's with Finn and those abs that Becky and I both like.
And mine too, yeah.
Yeah.
The controversial one. SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Shane McMahon and The Miz versus The Usos.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say Shane and Miz retaining to start their feud.
I'm going to say they lose to start their feud.
But my only thing is I don't think they'd give it to The Usos after what happened.
Maybe not.
Okay, the match that we all know. I want a shocker, but it won't happen. Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Riott.
Ronda, but I hope that Ruby does a really, really good job of leading her around.
Yeah.
It's very obvious.
My heart wants Ruby, but logically.
Who wrestled Ronda? Was it Liv? They had to tell Ronda what to do last week. I think it was Liv that they. Yeah. I didn't watch that match, but I think it was Liv that they said like that Ronda wasn't in the corner when she's supposed to be, and I think it was Liv that was trying to like motion for where she's supposed to go.
So.
All right. Elimination Chamber match. Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles versus Randy Orton versus Jeff Hardy versus Samojo versus Kofi Kingston.
Can I have two choices? My gonna win is Daniel Bryan because he just came out with that title and all that stuff. Yeah. I'm not gonna let him lose it. My wanna win is Joe.
Agreed. That is actually, yeah, what I think. Now, the crowning moment of the night, because everything else is basically shit and filler. Women's Tag Team Championship Elimination Chamber match. Hug and Boss Connection, which is Sasha and Bayley, versus the Riot Squad, Liv and Sarah, versus Nia and Tamina, versus Sonya and Mandy, versus the Iconics, versus Naomi and Carmella.
Which I really dread that interest. We were having this discussion earlier, guys. Are they going to let Corey be on commentary? I'm kind of thinking he's not going to be there. I'm kind of thinking he won't be there the whole night.
I think he'll have an emergency at home that he cannot.
Well, he does, so.
He's got an emergency happening.
His shit's probably in the front yard on fire. Hey,
she girl, she set that shit on fire already.
Yep.
She pulled a TLC, a Lisa Left Eye Lopez, and she put it in the bathtub. She got those kids out, and she set that house on fire.
Yep. I want the Iconics.
Mm-hmm. Logically, I feel like Sasha and Bayley.
Logically, I'm going Riot Squad. Because I think it'll just be like a big, like, what the fuck thing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, everybody, it's pretty mixed when it comes to our poll that we put up. It's pretty mixed, surprisingly. Let's see. Mostly everybody wants the Riot. Well, there's a couple for the Riot Squad. Most of the votes are for the Iconics or Sasha and Bayley. But there is that one lone person who came to our Instagram and put Mandy Rose. Sir or madam? No. Just no. Okay? No. You stepped to our Instagram and put the Golden Trash Bag's name in there? I don't think so. So if you're listening, sorry, no. So the men's elimination chamber on our poll was a lot more of a toss-up. Mm-hmm. A lot more. We had AJ Styles or maybe Samoa Joe. Daniel Bryan. Kofi or Joe, but I think it will be Daniel. My heart says AJ Styles. My brain says Daniel Bryan.
Ooh, somebody's excited over there.
Jeff Hardy, Kofi. Two more for Joe and one more for AJ. So Joe seems to be the front runner of who everybody wants in their heart. I think literally everybody has been named except for Randy. Everybody but Randy. And if they give it to Randy, I swear to fucking God. How dare you disrespect Bray Wyatt like that? The man burnt down his house and I still hold a grudge.
How dare you disrespect anybody like that?
I feel disrespected by your dumb assumptions.
The top tweet right now about Corey and Carmella says, can't believe Graves and Carmella are trying this hard to get fired and go to AEW.
Damn them.
That's funny. Sorry.
All right, guys. Well, I think that is it for this week, other than our live tweetings and live.
Oh, no. I thought of something while you were.
You did. Okay.
Yes. There has been an update on the new Total Divas cast.
Oh, Jesus.
Lana and Rusev, as we talked about last week, will not be on there anymore. But they've added two people to fill the void. The first one's bad enough. It's Sonya with her Nazi girlfriend.
And I had somebody say that they possibly broke up, which I haven't seen anything.
No, on Valentine's Day, she put a...
Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah, no. Didn't happen. And then... the newest member is Ronda Rousey.
Which is funny because she talks so much shit about Total Divas.
Yep.
And now she's on it.
Ugh, nasty. So yeah,
I never watched Hello Divas to begin with. Michael only watched it for Lana, so I guess it's not going to be on in our house anymore.
Yeah, it's not on our house because Nikki... Oh, also Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, and Paige are out.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's not on in my house anymore.
So that's who? That leaves...
Natalia. Naya. Naomi.
Oh, I don't know. Rhonda, Sonya. Who am I forgetting?
I think that's
Is that it? That's a really crappy show.
Who wants to watch that?
Ugh. Not me.
Ugh.
Nope. No, thank you. Ooh. Thank you, next. I like the reality of the TV that's going on the Twitter right now. I don't want to watch Total Divas.
Yeah, because Alexa's out.
Carmella.
Carmella's out. Maurice has her own show.
Renee doesn't want to do it anymore.
Naya, Naomi, Natalia, and then the two new ones.
Well, that show's getting, like, canceled. It's been canceled in my house already, but...
Yeah, it's canceled in our home. It is canceled as well. My brother wants to write an angry letter to them.
He should.
Because they took his Rusev, damn it.
Because they're boring. Which is what they said, right?
Yeah, they were like, well, nobody likes you, and you're boring.
But you know what? When I heard that, it makes total sense about how she, when I told her Michael, like, he watched Total Divas for her, she's like, really? And I was like, why is she acting like? She was, like, really interested, and I was like, yeah. And she's like, well, did he watch it before? And I was like, no, not really, which he did a little, but not as, like, much. I was like, no, not really. I was like, he has to see you. He wants to see you. And she's like, really? Oh, really? She's like, do you watch Total Divas? I was like, not as often as he does. I said, but he does not miss you. He has to have Lana Day every week. And she's like, oh, that's so nice. Like she was, like, really interested in, like.
And the funny thing is they filmed that podcast with Lillian Garcia, I think, the weekend of Royal Rumble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know she was dyslexic. And had learning disabilities. I gotta tell Michael that, because Michael's dyslexic.
There is a lot about Lana that you learn listening to Lillian Garcia's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Rusev. Rusev as well. You learn a lot. He used to be on a rowing team.
I believe that.
Yeah. And also, he said that he had a traumatic experience in, like, first grade because, like, in Bulgaria, basically, you decide what you want to be when you're, like, 5 years old. Mm. So, like, the coaches and all that shit. So, if you're, like, going to be a dancer, like, the dance teacher will come and pick out who she wants. Or, like, if you want to be a basketball player. So, Rusev's, like, when he was, like, five or six, he's, like, I want to be a basketball player. And the basketball coach came in and looked at him and kind of looked at him like, you're too fat, and walked away.
Oh, no. I love them together.
I know. And they have Bundle of Joy now, which I wanted to see. Bundle of Joy is the cutest dog in the world. I love her.
She's cute.
She's so cute. She's a Pomsky. So cute. Anyway, guys, I think that's it. Total Divas is canceled in our house. Is... Dean Ambrose canceled it when they took Dean Ambrose off the show.
I mean, they may cancel it for real. Who wants to watch Rhonda on the farm and...
Rhonda being like, I'm gonna have a baby, y'all!
And Nia shaking her boobs in there everywhere. Nobody wants to watch.
Here, we'll say it now. I'm gonna have a baby, y'all! You wanna watch? No. No. I don't wanna watch what comes out of you, Rhonda. And then you got Sonya with a Nazi girlfriend.
Yeah, which they won't talk about on the show, though, so nobody...
But Twitter will be like, oh, she's a Nazi.
But, you know, I have met a lot of women that I talk to, like, when I talk about wrestling, that are like, oh, I watch that show Total Divas, like, I don't watch wrestling. Like, they have no clue unless they get on the internet and find out.
Yeah, they're Nazi. Oh, God, and then, I feel bad for Natty and Naomi, basically.
Yeah, they gotta hang out with her. But Natty loves Rhonda, so it'll be fine. Yeah. She trains her. There'll probably be all this footage of her training her. And
Oh my God. So one last story that I just came across. Paige said she had to console Nia after Nia punched Becky in the face.
Well, they're besties now. They call each other besties. Which makes me a little disappointed.
Wait.
Paige.
Wait. Wait. So
Becky got punched in the face. Yeah,
Becky got punched in the face. Had her nose broken.
And Nia still was a badass.
Nia was the one who needed consoling.
But then she comes out here every week. She's like, yeah, I punched her in the face. I can't stand her. Did you see where she posted that picture where she was getting on the hot tub the other night and she's like zeroing in on her boobs?
Yeah, I was like, no, no, no.
And I think it was Naomi. Somebody was like, girl, put those things away. And I think they were trying to act like they were joking, but I think they were serious.
Did you? Oh my God, the post that. So when Charlotte came out saying that she was going to replace Becky in the match, Naomi put on Instagram, girl, you're petty.
And Charlotte, she said pretty.
Charlotte goes, I know, I am pretty. And everybody's like, he's dumb too.
All right, let's talk. I forgot to talk about that. Let's try that for a second. So,
sorry, I blocked that out.
Yeah, well, we all know it's going to come back around, whatever. But people are like literally like giving Charlotte death threats on the internet.
Honestly, I knew it was coming. So I was kind of like, eh, whatever.
But I just want to be like, people, this is fake. And you, most of these people know that it's fake.
And here's like, the thing is, it's not adult. Okay, it's adults who have a lot of issues with boundaries and children. So, and by children, I mean minors under the age of 18.
Well, and I told you the other day, like, I get that a lot of people didn't have a problem with it. But I did have a problem when she's when Becky was talking about buying body parts. I did have a problem with that. Just because I know that me, myself, like, she's talking about cheek implants or whatever. I have a chin implant because I constantly.
But here's the thing is, like, the thing is, though, like, Charlotte was the one who first brought it up. She said Becky and her cheekbones.
Because she got punched in the face, right?
No. Because if you look in the pictures, like, her cheekbones are accentuated, which I feel like it's a lot more of, like, highlighting and contouring, so I don't think it's, but Charlotte was alluding to Becky's fake cheekbones.
And I get it. I understand what she's, I think that there's a line.
Becky was coming after her boobs. That's what it was. That's literally what the situation was.
I get kayfabe. I get that they're both in on it. I get this, that, and the other. But honestly, sometimes I think body shaming does not a feud make.
But here's the funny thing is, I could see them sitting at, like, Charlotte's house. Going, I'm going to bring up your fake boobs.
Yeah, but think about it like this. And I may sound like a mom, even though I'm not a mom. But think about it like this. Not everybody knows this is fucking kayfabe. Like you said, people that are mad about it are, like, 17 or under or whatever. I just feel like body shaming.
It's like minors or people with insane boundary issues.
So I'm saying minors. That I just feel like body shaming is just like when Alexa and Nia had that whole storyline about the body shaming. I feel like as an adult, I get it and it's fine. I just feel like, and I know that I'm in the minority on this. I just feel like body shaming at some point, it's just like, even if you're both in on it, it's how it looks to anybody else that could be looking at it. It's like. Like, I didn't get to finish what I was going to say, but, like, I had to have a chin implant before I got married because I was so self-conscious about how my face looked. So, I just feel like, to some people, whether they shouldn't get offended or not, it's possible that younger people could see it and be offended by it. Or, like, body shaming is such a hot topic and such a, like, sensitive topic that I know a lot of people aren't going to agree with me. And I get that it's kayfabe and go with it, but that bothered me a little bit. I wasn't, like, crying over.
The thing is, like, I feel like it's bad that literally that's the place where Charlotte went. And then Becky had to come back with something just to feed into it. So it's kind of like.
Well, that's her body shaming too, though.
Bad thing. But the bad thing is, like, You know they want to say more, but they can't. That takes us back all the way to the beginning of our conversation. Of if they just let them say what they wanted to say. And not, I mean, shit, maybe kayfabe needs to die with some characters.
Yeah.
And if they just let them say, because WWE obviously has a way that this feud needs to go. And they can't, like, Charlotte and Becky can't just be, like, going off of what WWE spouts every week.
Well, no, but look at all the stuff Becky says about Rousey.
Well, yeah. But Becky would say that on TV.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, and I get that Charlotte started, but there you go. Charlotte started body shaming. Like, I'm just saying, like, in general, and like, then, why, we've said this for a year now, like, why does every women feud has to be about body shaming or stealing somebody's boyfriend or whatever? It's like, you can, Becky. That,
here's what I have to say. And I learned this, and you know what? I am actually very happy with my wrestling viewing lately. Go watch Impact. Because those, you may, people may shit on Impact. And I do not like their men's division. Their men's division sucks. Like, I am not a fan. Like, Johnny Impact is cool, but everybody else, I could not give a shit about. I'm just being honest. But their women's division is fire.
Has storylines.
Like, it has, their storylines aren't, you stole my boyfriend. Like, you have Scarlett Bordeaux out there, who is out there being what I think what they want Mandy Rose to be, but without making it like, oh, she's a whore. She's a whore. Like, she's a sexually empowered woman who makes her own choices. Like, she sits there and as a heel, she'll say, well, none of you deserve me. And she makes her own choices. She doesn't go out there and steal somebody's boyfriend or go out there and be to where you'd be like, wow, the only thing she's good at is being a whore. Like,
right.
No. But then you have on the other side, you have Tessa and Taya, which, holy shit, like, if you want women's wrestling, go watch that. Like, that's like a fucking masterclass in women's wrestling. And then you have the Sue Young, Rosemary, now she's Dark Alley storyline, where Sue Young has taken control of Alley, and Rosemary's out there trying to get Alley back, and she keeps trying, like, literally, Rosemary's just trying to touch her to show her, like, what she used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And Allie escapes every time. And each time you're just like, oh my God. Like, you're on the edge of your seat because you know, like, it's going to happen. And it will be like that moment with the shield, basically.
Right.
So it's like.
So it's not you're fat or you stole my boyfriend.
Yeah. No, there's no you're fat. You're ugly. They got Jordynne Grace out there. And Jordynne Grace is a fucking monster. But she's not out there with Nia Jax storylines of. She's calling me fat. Or. You know, people being.
Nobody wants to date you. Nobody wants to.
Yeah, nobody wants to date you. Nobody wants to be your friend. Like, there's none of that. Like, Jordynne is a fucking beast, basically.
Can I just say, I want to read her book. DMs, yeah. The DM, like, book.
Literally, she's out there, and so many people think she is the fucking sexiest person in the world.
A lot of guys like her.
But, like, she doesn't have to show her boobs, Nia.
No.
She doesn't have to go on Instagram and be like, look at my boobs in the hot tub. Like,
and I'm not supportive top. That's the worst part.
Yes. If you're going to do it.
Because lots of women show their boobs, but at least have some support.
We got breaking news for the Corey situation. His wife just posted a video that Carmella sent his daughter.
What?
Yes. Hold on.
Like, from a long time ago?
It's from her past birthday. So within a year.
Yeah. She's saying my daughter's hero.
Yeah. And it says, this may be totally below me to do, but I'm hurt. I'm sad. I put 11 years into supporting this man and his dream was in his dream only for him to punch me in the gut. I've been through suicide. Okay. Well, that's what she said before. Now we have her saying happy birthday to their kid.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
She is pissed, man.
Ooh. Oh, God. Now it looks like she may have deleted it. Oh, damn. My God.
I so someone saved it.
Somebody better save this shit, because. Oh, my God. guys. Okay, latest. Let me go to latest. Somebody please have saved this video because she's going off.
Where is it? I don't see it.
It was just reported by Ringside News, so.
Keith just posted, Keith the parking guy just posted, it's possible I'm going to start having panic attacks soon, so that should be fun.
Oh, God. Jen, it's going to be a fucking meltdown. It's like, we're going to be, like, walking by the arena, and they'll just, everybody's, like, fucking, have you seen the gif of, like, the guy walking in, with pizza, and everything's on fire, and, like, yeah. It's going to be like that, basically. Okay, let me go to Ringside News. I got to see this video now. She personally said happy birthday to their child. Now, you know what? WWE, this is how you do a storyline.
Oh. Found it.
It's Carmella. I just wanted to wish you a happy 9th birthday. And I hope your day is just as fabulous as you are. Hi, Lennon. It's Carmella. I just wanted to wish you a happy 9th birthday. And I hope your day is just as fabulous as you are.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Bella!
Oh, an hour ago. Do you remember a while back when Randy Orton's wife tweeted that there was a bitch in the back room that was trying to get with him?
I know.
Because she just posted, Randy Orton's wife just posted, I'm so lucky to have a man in my life that I know will never hurt me. I love you, Randy. And they were talking about Carmella.
But the funny thing, guys, is... Kim was the one who found out about him and JoJo and while they were dating, and that shit went down.
That's
and
true.
Now he's on a tight
seat. They were talking about.
Oh my God.
How long ago was that?
I found the video on Instagram. Oh, she said good chat. Oh. Oh, and that was 50 minutes ago.
Oh my god. I can't find where she tweeted about other people's men. I have to go further back, I guess.
Oh my god. Oh, guys. Next week is going to be a shit. I'm going on her Instagram.
I'm trying to go back on Kim's thing and see if I can find the post. It's not been that long ago.
It couldn't have been. Girl.
Was it on Twitter? Or was it on Instagram?
It's not on Instagram right now, so. I remember what she said. Because I saw it and was like, what? And people were speculating at the time. And a lot of people actually said Carmella.
I said Mandy. Oh, well, here it is. So I'm respectful to everyone in the back, but trust me, little girl, I will drop you and you stand where you stand if you try to play with me. And then let's try to see if somebody later on she said something that made it sound like somebody was hitting on somebody's man, but I'm trying to find she commented something later on that was basically saying like somebody's trying to steal somebody's man.
I don't know, but I just had somebody who's a friend of the show who hasn't been on the show, but is a friend of both of us, say Seth Rollins is single now. This is not a drill. Well, that is the reaction of the female fans.
Meanwhile, we're all up in this.
We're like, ooh, what's the tea? And they're like, Seth Rollins is single. Ugh.
Oh, my God.
Guys.
Oh, and did you see that Kim Orton liked it?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Girl.
She liked the video that Corey's wife put up of Mella. Oh, my God. It's getting deep in here.
Guys, it's getting deep. It's getting deep. Me, personally, I'm just like, what's next? Is it going to be like Seth Rollins and dick pics come out?
She's like dropping like breadcrumbs everywhere. Girl. Like little breadcrumbs.
Girl, everywhere. Girl, is this going to be like Seth and Sarah?
It might be.
We'll see what he's working with.
I'm just like,
Shocked. Boom. She's dropping, you know what? It's not even breadcrumbs at this point. She's dropping little bombs as she goes.
That's true. Wow. All right, guys. So we will keep you up to date next week. But follow, get all over Twitter, and you'll
get
see
all over Twitter. It's happening. And
watch Liz from Elimination Chamber.
Watch a little, yeah. See if Corey shows
Mella,
up.
Yeah, and for Mella and Naomi's entrance, which I was really excited about until now. And now Fabulous Glow isn't doing too good. It's like
they're going to be the first to be eliminated, and it will be in like, embarrassing circumstances.
It's like a mediocre light bulb now instead of a Fabulous Glow.
It's like, oh, shit, what did you do? What did you do?
It's a mediocre laser pointer. There we go.
Like, yeah, like, still, though, I'm like a cat, though, and I'm like, swatting at it. I'm still swatting at it.
That's a mess. Oh gosh.
Lord.
Again, well, right at this point, I am team wife, and I'm still not hating on Mella yet.
Yeah. We're just anti-Corey.
Yeah, at this point, just anti-Corey. And is the wife behaving appropriate? No, but would you? It would be very hard to be restrained.
Oh, no. Girl, I wouldn't even put it out on social media. You'd be getting a call about hiding a body.
But would you be afraid to call him out on his shit on social media?
No.
I wouldn't either.
Nope. Mm-mm. Oh, I love this person who I'm talking to. She said, oh my god, is Bray single now too? Everybody's single. I'm like, yeah. That's a good question. Is this... Can I get the tea on that, please?
Oh, man.
That is the tea that we all need.
Oh, my God.
But, guys, if you want the
There's memes everywhere. Sorry.
But if you want wholesome footage, Mojo Rawley took his mom to the... was the opera or a play?
Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah, that was Andrea Bocelli for Valentine's Day. And Jeff Hardy once again took his daughter to the daddy-daughter dance. So if you want wholesome footage, it's still out there.
It's adorable.
Yes. And Mojo dressed in a suit and took his mom. He did. And bought her a flower. Guys, get yourself a man who treats his mom like that. Because you know what that means? They'll treat you well.
Oh my god. This is the best one I've seen yet. Mella is alimony.
Oh. I saw one too. It's like Corey's going to walk in tomorrow and say Mella is mommy.
Ew. Oh, that's too far.
Bad. I'm like, those poor children. Oh, we love Carmella, but those poor children. All right, guys. Well, this shit show is just erupting. This is something. So this shit show is just erupting.
This person said, between Corey sleeping with Carmella and Tom Phillips wanting to face fuck individuals, I wonder what kind of skeletons Byron has in his closet.
I'd laugh if the only skeleton is in his closet is like a Halloween skeleton. Like, he's like, here's the only thing I got. And I'm like, oh, you're wholesome. I like you.
So funny. All right. Well, I'm just going to keep reading shit. So let's go.
All right, guys. Well, we are done for this week. Who knows what will happen in the next week? Because apparently people are single. People are getting arrested. People are cheating on their wives. People are going to StarCast when they've been with the WWE for 30-something years. Yeah.
It's very, very confusing.
Who knows what can happen in the next week?
All right,
guys. So until next week, when who the fuck knows what's gonna happen? Bye.
Bye.